This is your Classical Break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're finishing up with Mozart's 11th Serenade. Now, yesterday we talked about the fact that Mozart wrote this piece with a particular goal in mind, catching the eye of the Holy Roman Emperor, Joseph II, in the hopes of getting appointed as one of his court musicians or composers. This was by far the most stable kind of employment that a musician could get, and court appointments were highly coveted. It's worth noting that the first group to play this was hired by a middle-class friend of Mozart's, actually the court painter to the emperor. And the group was apparently quite good, but they were also, in Mozart's words, quote, poor wretches, probably fairly close to beggars in the social pecking order of the time. And this was a big dichotomy between the musicians with stable employment in decent positions and the ones who had to make their living wherever and however they could. As a composer of some renown, Mozart wasn't in danger of being thrown out on the streets necessarily, but he also wasn't making the massive paychecks we think of music stars making today. One estimate I've seen puts Mozart's income mainly through freelancing and commissions during the time that he wrote this at around $60,000 or so in today's money. Not bad at all, but this is Mozart we're talking about, making what would now be considered to be a decent but not spectacular middle-class salary. Now, purchasing power would have made that go further back then. But Mozart also spent much of his time around members of the social elite, the nobility and royalty that he needed to court to get commissions and jobs. All that time in high society meant that he felt he had to keep up with the Habsburgs, to a certain extent, and Mozart already had a taste for fine clothing and nice living situations. This didn't wane when his fortunes did either, meaning that Mozart started running into some serious debt. He didn't help matters much. At one point, he moved to a less expensive part of town, which is a good financial move, but he got himself a bigger place, so he ended up paying the same amount in rent. In some ways, the best financial thing Mozart ever did was, well, dying. His wife, Constanze, had a much better business mind than he did, and started organizing concerts and selling his music to publishers. She even finagled a pension from the emperor and ended up quite rich by the end of her life. Now, turning to the music, the image you're probably thinking of when you think serenade is of a guy sitting under a window, strumming and singing away while his lover looks on admiringly. This was quite a popular thing to do in the Middle Ages, and it wasn't just for lovers, but there's a certain romantic feel to that idea. By Mozart's time, the serenade had also come to mean a piece written to be played outdoors, usually for a nice evening celebration or gathering. And if you were a rich nobleman or royalty, you had a lot of evening gatherings. Mozart was around for a lot of those parties, and the lavish spending of the nobility and royalty obviously rubbed off on him a little bit, which meant that he had to keep writing pieces just like this one. Here's the Sonny Venturum Wind Ensemble with the third, fourth, and fifth movements of Mozart's 11th Serenade.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music like that shows that the elegance that Mozart wanted to project wasn't only in his clothing or in the ways that he spent his money, but also in the way that he wrote. Certainly quite fitting for a beautiful evening out. Thanks to the Sonny Venturum Wind Ensemble for putting that up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll be listening to a Telemann Overture Suite. I'll see you then.